Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
It's not Mother's Day anymore.
That was yesterday.
It was Sunday.
Yeah.
But this isn't the Mother's Day show. This is the show about Mother's Day.
Oh, okay.
About so it's a little different.
What happened on Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay?
Okay.
So you got that straight?
Okay. Yeah, I got it straight.
Okay. I want to make sure you had it straight.
I got it.
I wouldn't want you to go on the show crooked.
Okay.
Because then we, you know.
Can't be two crooked people on the show.
No, no,
one.
No.
There's only room for one.
I'd have to exercise my option.
Yeah. Can I talk about Mother's Day or do I have to wait for the music?
You have to wait for the music.
Oh, okay.
Except that wasn't the music. Oh, wow. That was a unique sound.
You got to plug it in.
You got to plug it in. It sounds Boy. Better than coming through my laptop speakers to the microphone. Let's try it again.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
All right, all right. We got duets. We got Mother's Day. We got no hugs at work. We got all kinds of stuff. I don't even know if we'll get to it all on the show. Plus, your calls. So, keep it here.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand. It's all right.
All right, all right, all right, all right. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Yeah, it is nice to sit here with you.
Mm-hmm.
I got chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate.
In the other room. The house.
Look, okay. I come home to a daughter who runs from one end of the house to the other and wraps her little seven-year-old arms around me and tells me that she loves me. And then I got a beautiful wife in the kitchen, barefoot, I might add, not pregnant, but she's barefoot in the kitchen making chocolate chip cookies for me. That's better than being pregnant. It's cheaper. It's cheaper. And so I'm just telling you, the house smells like chocolate chip cookies and the yard's mowed and the sun's shining and the cars are waxed. It's just wonderful.
It's a good day.
It's a good day.
Oh, I got to bring that plant in. Don't let me forget that.
Okay, everybody, send Faith emails reminding her to bring her plant in.
I put it outside.
FaithHelen20@yahoo.com.
I have one of those tropical fern plants. Well, I overwatered it. It overflowed on the carpet, so I had to scrub the carpet.
I took it
outside to let it dry out a little bit in the sun, and it needed sun anyway because it wasn't getting enough in that in the playroom.
Yeah, this is interesting. Sorry.
Well, so anyway, I left it outside. I don't want to leave it out there. It's supposed to rain tonight, and that won't be good for it.
That won't let it dry out.
I gotta bring it back in.
It won't help it dry out any. That's for sure.
Of course, when I got it out there, I saw how dried out it was. I got to pick all the dead leaves off of it.
Mmm, good show.
This is good times.
Yeah. But you know what? This is what...
This is my life.
But this is what we're going to talk about. This is being a mom, right? I mean, this is Mother's Day.
Scrubbing right? So, wet carpet.
So we... Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, a mother's life is... I love the way the pastor put it. A mother's life is a life full of very... How did he put it? What are the words he used? Because if I mess it up, it'll be horrible. But of pennies, basically, is what he said. Compared it to pennies, but individually they are insignificant, but together they are all important.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point. I mean, it's like these little things that mothers do all day long that together form the life of their family.
Yes,
and their children.
He was talking about it's the long.
You don't spend time with your kids.
Right.
You invest.
You invest
time. In your kids.
Yes.
And
it's your spiritual investment that is most important.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so that was good. But anyway, that's not the point. The point was, is that we got to class and we were talking about the mother's honor roll.
Well, wait a minute. First of all, I got woke up.
Yeah.
I was actually going to get up because I usually get up before Brad on Sundays. And he said, no, you can't get up. And he got up and left the room, shut the door.
I even set my alarm early so I could get up before you, but you're getting up at the crack of dawn. I didn't realize you got up at like dark 30 on Sunday mornings.
I do. I get up the
same
time.
What on earth is there to do on Sunday morning at 5:30 in the morning?
It wasn't 5:30. It was 6:30. And I get up at the same time every single day. It's good. It's better for you to wake up at the exact same time every day.
Unless you wake up at 4:30.
Well, except for you. But for me, it's healthier for me to wake up at the exact same time every day and not sleep in because it messes me up.
Sure.
and I don't feel as good. So I was getting up like I always do, because then I have my quiet time. I get to rest before everybody else gets up.
Well, here's my thinking. Okay, church is at 9:40.
Mm-hmm. We leave the house at
9:20, uh-huh. Which is ridiculous. We live 5 minutes from the church, but why it takes us, there's some time warp here in church.
It does.
But anyway, so we leave the house at 9:20, mm-hmm. right? I wake up about 9 o'clock.
No, you do ready. Not. You so get up at 8:30.
So I figure that Faith probably gets up around 7. So if I set my alarm for 6:45, then I'll be able to get up ahead of her. And no. 6:30, I have hair getting up out of bed. Lay down. So then I have to get up at 6:30 on a Sunday morning. It's all about me. And go in and get Helen up. And that was a task in itself, because she was all psyched to get up and do this. And uh-huh. She was very excited. But not at 6:30 in the morning. She's excited at 10 o'clock at night. You know, it wasn't 10. It was like 8. But anyway. So I get her up and I'm like, she's like, get up. And I'm like, we've got to get breakfast ready for mommy. You know, so I pick her up and I carry her in there, and she finally is woke. Okay, what are we doing? All right, so then Faith gets wonderful oatmeal. We tried, and we didn't go out all special and fix you like some kind of special breakfast.
Right, they just made,
because we've done that before. And if you know anything about Faith by now, at least in the show, she's not into like doing different things. She wants to do the same thing. Like, get up at 6:30 every morning.
No, it's not just that I like to do this. And I'll try something new. Like these new workout videos that I tried the new. But then I'm, like, completely addicted to them. Like, I'm completely addicted to eating cinnamon oatmeal and yogurt.
Yes. So
and grape juice every day.
So I fixed her cinnamon, which is easy for me because I don't have to get up and fix a fancy breakfast, right? I don't have to fix French toast or figure out what that means. I just have to take the oatmeal.
Eggs and milk.
Take the oatmeal and read the package, right? And do what it says on the package. That's all I got to do. But it's instant oatmeal. It's not even 3-minute Quaker brand fancy oatmeal. It's just microwave, simple instructions on the package, oatmeal, right? Oh, yeah. You think any man could follow the instructions on a simple oatmeal package?
It's a little dry.
Well, I put the water exactly in they told me to put in.
You don't and follow then the instructions their directions. You just pour water in the bowl. You just fill it up on the tap. So you get it just about right, and then you stick it in the microwave for a minute.
That's how a woman does it. A man doesn't know what just about right means.
You just get it covered so it all soaks. Just got to soak the oatmeal for a second.
Okay. So, now if I'm taking something apart, I don't need the instructions.
And you could
if I'm putting something
milk.
Together, I don't need the instructions. But if I'm cooking something in the kitchen, for some reason, I got to have instructions.
And you could have added milk.
I could have added milk.
Yeah, you could have.
But I didn't know that. It didn't say that. It said add water.
But you 2/3
cup of water.
You add milk to oatmeal.
Then listen to this.
It's too dry.
It says cook on high from 1 to 2 minutes. From 1 to 2 minutes.
That's a big difference.
That's double the amount of time.
That really surprises me that it says
that. That's 200% of a variance. I mean, I'm a numbers guy. I know. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's ridiculous. So what do? I split the difference, a minute and a half. Well, maybe not such a good idea in my microwave.
Little long since our microwave is like ultra powerful.
So she had a little dry, crusty oatmeal.
Little dry.
But the yogurt I didn't screw up. I got the cap off the Yoplait, and we're good. Fairly good. And
the grape juice was good. Poured that nice.
Poured the grape juice nicely. Got it to the bedroom without spilling it.
They even made me a piece of toast, and I never eat toast.
That's what I know, but you had to have toast. I wasn't going to bring you that without toast.
Oh, okay.
So, because anybody can have a little piece of toast. That was your bonus. That was your Mother's Day bonus.
There was apple butter and all that stuff on the counter, and I got toast with butter.
Dry toast. That's what she gets.
It was the thought that counts. It was very sweet.
And I
ate it, and they sat next to me while I ate. And then Helen brought me my present, which was my Demedco Angel.
Yeah.
The happiness one.
Yes.
I think I've gotten, I'm going to, by the time.
The angel, this is an angel with her arms spread out and little birds all over.
It's got little bluebirds on her arms. Yeah. It's my favorite one. And I have many of them.
There you go. Yes. You have a new favorite now.
So she gave me she gave me that. She was all excited. And then they ate their breakfast in bed. They went and got their breakfast.
And then we all fell back asleep.
And then we all fell back asleep. Even me.
Wow. And then we got up and went to church.
Mm-hmm.
And
they gave us chocolate bouquets at church for Mother's Day.
Okay. It was a piece of chocolate candy with a stick in it.
Yeah. But it was still a chocolate
some
bouquet.
Some tin foil.
And it was dark chocolate.
Okay. So So we get to class and we're doing this Mother's Honor Roll.
Oh yeah,
which
Sunday
I found
school.
Very interesting because Faith was the only one that mentioned her mother to put on the honor roll. Now, this was supposed to be like, you know, who do you try to model your, you know, parenting after, and who do you try to, you know, who is your idol as a mom, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I really expected everybody to say, well, you know, the default, oh, my mom. Because everybody had to call their mom and tell them they loved them that morning, you know, and everybody's thinking mm-hmm. about their mom. So I just kind of expected everybody to say their mom. And I was going to say, okay, besides your mom. But I didn't have to say that because Faith is the only one that said her mom. Everybody else had somebody different.
But he knows that truly it is my mom.
Well, yeah, of course it's truly your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because everybody heard my mom's testimony. She's cool.
Mm-hmm. But who else? Who's second?
Who would be second?
Yeah, who else? I mean, your mom didn't do everything. So certainly, you patted some of your momming off of somebody else. Momming, I made up that word.
Momming?
Shh. Let it go. So, anyway.
Give me a minute.
All right. So, anyway, so we wrote that on the board, and that kind of surprised me because nobody said their mom. Not my mom. You know, one said their mother-in-law.
I pick what not to do for my mom.
What did Sherry say? What was hers?
She said, nobody.
Oh, she was in a mood.
She was in a bad mood.
She was in a bad
She'd
place.
Been guilted by the Proverbs 31
which
woman
is where
in church
we're
this morning.
Going.
So
we're
she
going
was
to
in
Proverbs
a crabby mood.
Proverbs 31, which is probably what everybody got for a sermon on Sunday morning, right?
Our pastor always says, we got to drag that woman out every Mother's Day.
Proverbs 31.
Woman. Make the woman all, make every woman feel guilty.
Well, that's what I don't understand. Now, that's where Sherry was saying. She was saying that the Proverbs... This,
it doesn't
this,
make me feel guilty. I have no
issues.
This
speech on the... I know that. But the speech, this speech, this... This message on Proverbs 31, or just simply the passage of Proverbs 31, devoid of any other message, makes her feel completely guilty. And
but it's also not meant to. She says it's not necessarily meant to be a person.
But even if it is to be a person, why does it make you feel guilty?
It doesn't make me feel guilty. I have no issue. I don't have any problem with
but
it.
But you understand why
I
they
don't
do.
Have guilt issues.
For instance, they say that. There's this purchasing the field. She sees a field. She considers a field. She purchases it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's a good investor, yeah.
And she sells it, and then she takes the profits and plants a vineyard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Long-term investment.
I think it's interesting when the Baptists preach on the vineyards. But anyway.
Next week it'll be, don't drink.
Yeah. This week it was, plant a vineyard. And but that's all, you know, like a metaphor because, you know, she's investing in her
short-term
and her children
and long-term investing.
And it, you know, it's a lesson. It's a, I guess it could be viewed as a lesson on how to be a mom, but I think it's more of a lesson on how to appreciate your mom. Look at all the little stuff your mom did mm-hmm. as an investment, or look at all the stuff you do as a mom.
Right.
That's going to pay off in the long run. And but, so I see it as an encouragement passage.
But she doesn't feel that way because she doesn't feel like she's good enough.
She doesn't feel like she's doing the investments?
She's very hard on herself. She doesn't think that she's a good mom, which is ridiculous.
She is a great mom.
Mm-hmm. So, but...
Yes?
You know, I mean, that's another thing I'm grateful for my mom for. I mean, my mom never guilted me. She was not a guilt trip person. It was yes or no. This is how I feel. This is how I don't feel. There was no guessing.
Okay. Well, you had it good.
So I'm very blessed with that. And so thus, I do not do that either. You want to know how I feel, I'll tell you. If I know.
Yeah, if she knows.
If I know how I feel.
If she hasn't, yeah.
That, however, I also got from my mom. Don't always know.
Feel? Was I supposed to feel
was
something?
Was I supposed to? That's exactly right. I didn't know I was supposed to feel anything.
Well, you're banging things around and, you know.
Mad? I'm not mad. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, then why did you throw the pan at me? I didn't throw the pan at you. I have a bruise.
I didn't. It wasn't meant to be.
So then you have to sit down and go, you know what? I am mad. I'm mad because you did this thing over there. Why did you do that?
That's so true, though. That's not exaggerating.
No, I'm not exaggerating.
It's exactly what happens. I'm really that sick.
No, you're not sick. That's actually a good thing. Most of the time.
Most of the time.
But. Moving on.
Okay.
Grace Junkies.
Yeah.
Mr. Tim Mead.
Yeah.
We're going to have Grace Junkies call next Tuesday. Well, let's see, by the time you listen to this, yeah, it'll still be next Tuesday. So pop in for that if you're new. It's going to be on reconciliation. And that's something that the community, as we gather strength for SquirrelCon, is being sort of attacked. I mean, a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, a lot of people taking things the wrong way, or, you know, people hitting sensitive nerves. And I'm guilty of it, too. I've hit other people's nerves, and people have hit my nerve. And so I just think that the devil's really trying to get in the muck of it all as we try to come together. And I think it's bigger than
nasty little devil.
I think it's bigger than our issues. And so, just be praying for us, everybody. Mm-hmm. As even if you can't make it, you can stop a minute and pray for us as we get together and celebrate Jesus' love. But anyway, so we are doing a Grace Junkies episode next week.
Yes.
Grace Junkies is a different show. It's gracejunkies.com if you want to check it out. Tim Mead is the producer, and I host it. And we have, and it's particularly a call-in show. So if you want to participate, if you want to talk to me, if you want to, if you have something to say about reconciliation, even if it's just a short, you don't have, you know, a short 5-minute thing, you don't have to have a lot of things prepared. It was really neat when Lottie Daw showed up and she had the quotes, and that was kind of cool. I hope she comes back.
She was very prepared.
Yeah. But, you know, whether you are or you aren't, you can come on and just contact Tim Mead on the forum, or send me an email at comments@twoblindsquirrels.com, and I'll get you in touch with him, and we'll get it set up. So we're going to talk about reconciliation, and the reason why I bring that up on the Grace Junkies show is because then we're going to move on after that, and we're going to do the duets. Remember, we talked about doing the duets?
No.
That was where we were talking about hooking up, like, Lottie Daw with somebody else.
Yeah, gotcha. Uh-huh.
And Chris with, who was it, Sarah? Judy.
Yeah.
And you know, just getting these right. people, just picking, like, pretty much random people that call in and that are willing to participate and getting them hooked up. So if you want to participate in that, if you want us to randomly match you, man, or a matchmaker, or if you have somebody picked out, that's fine, too. Just let us know. Yes. comments@twoblindsquirrels.com and put in the subject title to that, duets. And I'll put your name on the list. And they're as long as you want to make them shows, okay? So there's not going to be no pressure. I'm still going to be on the call to kind of facilitate things and keep things rolling and ask questions and that kind of thing. So even if you just have an opinion, come on and I'll draw it out of you and we'll do that. And so as long as that lasts, as long as there's interest, me and Tim are going to do that for a couple months. And then we'll go back to the regular schedule. Who knows? Maybe something will come out of it. Also, I wanted to give a shout out. Check this out. Josiah Delgado.
I love the name Josiah.
Yeah, isn't that a cool name? That's a cool name. Anyway, he's 13 and he lives in Altamonte. I don't know where that is. Altamonte. It sounds very, very chic, though.
Altamonte.
It sounds like you could get trapped in, like,
is that how you're saying it?
Yeah, it sounds like you get, like, one of those iron masks put on you and get thrown into, like, a stone cell there, you know, and turn out to really be the king of something. Mm. Altamonte.
Okay.
Oh, I know why it is. Because the Count of Monte Cristo. Monte.
Oh, is that where that got you?
That's where I'm getting
you?
That from, okay. Yeah. It's those mental leaps in my head that just scare me.
Yeah, they do.
Anyway, so, you know.
Hey there, kiddies.
Hey, Grandpa.
Hey there, yeah. Listen, you think you guys could keep it down a little bit? I'm trying to get some sleep out here.
Sorry, we'll try to be quiet.
Grandpa. I didn't realize we were being loud. Were we being loud?
No, I don't think so. I haven't been laughing.
What were you saying?
We haven't been being loud.
Loud? Yeah, because you guys keep it down in here.
Well, you can't hear me. You couldn't just hear me then. How could you hear me out there?
Speak up. Speak up. You're mumbling. Hey, listen. Listen, I remember what I came in here for now. You guys were... I'm talking earlier about Mother's Day and all that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I just want to tell you that my mom, She is the greatest lady on the whole planet.
She's still living?
Hmm. What?
She's still living?
Big up. Yeah, she's still living. Well, of course she's still living. How old do you think I am anyway? Yeah. She's 100. Wow. What time is it? Oh, past my bedtime. What was I talking about?
You were talking about your mom. Then you were going to tell us how old she is.
Oh, no. She's 112 years young. 112 years young, yep. Still knows how to get on to me whenever I'm acting out of whack. Yep.
Huh.
But listen, I learned a lot from my mom.
Okay. You going to tell us about that?
She beat it into me. Yeah, fortunately, I've always learned everything that I've ever learned by osmosis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I'm also mentally incontinent, so it doesn't really help anything. All right, kiddies, we'll see you later. I'm going to get a nap.
Wow, that door is loud.
It is. I think you need some WD-40.
Some WD-40 on that door. So he's
how long
he learns
been
things
around?
By osmosis, but he's mentally incontinent.
That's an interesting statement. I'm not really even sure what to do with that. Does your eye hurt?
Yes, my eye itches. Wow.
Holy.
Yeah, that sounded...
Surprised you have any left.
That was gross. What he said, not my eye. What else we got going on?
I don't know.
Yeah, we were going to talk about something
else. You're the one with announcements.
Mother's Day.
No hugging at work.
No. Oh, you
know
what?
You were going to take calls. So maybe we should do no hugging at work next time, and then you can do listener calls.
Okay.
And how come Faith just keeps talking? And how come Faith is just, like, coming up with all these other strange things? And how come Faith is, like sniffing the glue? And how come Faith won't lay off the corn syrup? I think Faith needs to lay off the corn syrup because she's, like, freaking out down there with all this. How come this and how come that? JesusGeek.info. Bye.
They're not called corn chips. They're called Fritos. Corn chips are the generic version. Fritos are the good ones.
Yeah.
And there is a difference between the generic ones.
You don't want corn chips.
Now, Cheetos, the puff ones.
You want corn tortillas.
You know the puff ones, the puff Cheetos that you don't like? Well, those, the more generic they are, the better. I got some at CVS one day. They were $1 for a giant bag.
CVS is like a little drugstore.
It's like Walgreens. Everybody knows what Walgreens is, right?
They do?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Walgreens is everywhere. It's just like.
Maybe not New Zealand.
Okay, whatever. It's a drugstore. Like Eckerd.
Eckerd?
Eckerd's not around Eckerd? Anymore.
Half our listeners weren't alive when the last Eckerd was open.
Osco Drug.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go. I'm going back.
Skillards or whatever you say. Good grief.
Anyway, they had them. They were $1. They were really good.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, but it's not the same for Fritos.
Corn chips.
JesusGeek.info.
No corn chips.
I asked him to mention me. See what I get?
I didn't even remember that you did it, but then there you go. You get what you asked for, I guess.
Hey, Brad, it's John. And hey, Faith, it's John.
Oh, it's John.
I would like to offer a challenge to Mr. Bradley.
Oh, brother. See, now, the last time this happened,
yeah,
I had to walk out of some place with my hands over my head and people pointing guns at me. So I don't know that I'm up for another challenge. You know... I don't know. You know the last challenge? the last challenge I gave John was to try to crack my USB RoboForm.
Uh-huh.
I was going to send him a copy of my USB RoboForm.
Yeah.
And then he was going to try to hack into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you would.
Why wouldn't I?
Well, don't you have all kinds of important information?
Well, I wouldn't have sent him a copy with all my stuff.
Oh, duh.
Grief. I was born at night, but it wasn't last night.
Well, apparently I was.
JesusGeek.info would have a lot of fun with all of my private information. I trust him not to actually,
use it,
do anything, that would land him in jail or
right.
me in bankruptcy court.
But
I do not expect him to go in and change all my account names to, Booger Barn or something. So... He would do that.
But why didn't you send him a blank one?
Because I completely forgot about it.
Well,
until just now. And that was a year ago.
Huh. Okay, well, he's giving you a challenge.
Oh, he may be challenging me to send that thing.
Yeah.
I would be happy to watch over My Life Ministries for a week to see if Brian...
Dude, there ain't no amount of money in the world to see what...
Brian could actually do this seven-day challenge.
Seven-day challenge.
Get in touch with me, because I'd like to see if he could do it, because I don't think he can do it either.
Do what?
Go without.
That's it.
Being online.
Info. Bye-bye.
Without being online. My
Ministries for a week to see if Brad could actually do this seven-day challenge. Get in touch with me.
Remember?
I'd like to see if he could do it because...
Remember the seven-day challenge where I said you couldn't get on your computer, you couldn't use your phone, you know, you remember the electronic challenge, no TV?
That's not a challenge. It's like electronic suicide.
Well, he's saying he would watch over My Life Ministries for you while you...
While I did the challenge? Well, I did the fast, an electronic fast.
While you listen to the Lord.
That's a new concept, an electronic fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but who would record the shows? Well, how would we record shows?
I don't know. I guess JesusGeek.info would do the shows.
Oh, brother, I ain't turning. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. An electronic fast.
Huh.
That's an interesting concept. Yeah. You know, but you know what? I pretty much did that.
You did?
Yeah, when we go on vacation to Mexico, I don't even take my laptop. And the only reason I have my phone is just to listen to the voicemails. I mean, to listen to the MP3s, you know, music.
Yes.
So if you don't count MP3 music in your ear, I pretty much do that.
Which I always have him download all this music, that like beach music, and then I never
stop. You hassle me for 3 months to download all this great beach music, okay?
Yes.
And you always give me suggestions. Oh, I want this album, and I want this album, and I want this album, and I want this artist. Be sure you put that song on there, and be sure you put this song on there. And so I've done this 3 years, write down these songs, and I download the music, and I put them on the MP3 player, and guess who doesn't? I even bought an MP3 player with two headphone jacks.
Yeah. And I don't listen to it. I do for a little bit, and then I'm like, yeah, I'm at the ocean. I want to hear the ocean, not like this stupid music.
Stupid music?
No, I want to hear the ocean. I am not a fill my head with all kinds of clatter all the time.
I'm seriously considering this challenge of John's.
I think you need to, because you could not.
Well, first of all,
stay at home with me and you couldn't do it with me.
Now, I need to know more guidelines though. I can stay at home with you
and do what I do with no music and no talking to anybody other than babies.
Not if you want me to be sane.
Yeah. So you couldn't do it.
No. I've never done that. Ever in my entire life. Even when I was a kid and all we had was one of those giant stereos that's in a console. You 13-year-old Joshua Delgado don't even know what I'm talking about. But this they used to have
the
stereos
giant systems
in a console.
Yeah, it's we like had an 8-track on
one
side.
It's like a cabinet in your living room.
It was an 8-track. It was a piece of furniture, man.
Yeah, it was a piece,
and
it big,
lifted
giant
up.
Piece of furniture.
You lifted the top up and the mm-hmm. record player was in there and a radio.
Mm-hmm.
It was only an AM radio.
Oh, I had AM, FM, 8-track tape and a record player. And it was giant. It was 6 foot long. The thing weighed 400 pounds.
And then when the 8-tracks went out, my mom and dad went and got one of those tape players, mm-hmm. and it set on top of the thing. So
that's such
like
a
one of those
trash
big,
thing to do.
No, it was one of those really nice, fancy uh-huh. tape players.
Yeah, but if you have an appliance sitting on top of another appliance that doesn't work anymore, that's white trash.
It still works. We still use it.
That's a redneck.
We still use the record player.
Oh, okay. Anyway, what was my point? The point is if my parents were ever out of the house for more than 5 minutes, that thing was going full blast. Like they'd say, well, you know, vacuum the house while we're gone. Okay, Dad. Crank the stereo and vacuum the house. I mean, even when I was like 7, it was like Goofy Greats, crank the stereo, vacuum the house.
Johnny Cash,
crank it up, vacuum the house.
What were you listening
Dust.
To? Which album?
Dusting and vacuuming were my two jobs.
Which were you?
What?
Which Johnny Cash album were you listening to when you
were
7?
Oh, I had
7?
Them all, man. I had Rock on the Line, Sunday Morning Coming Down. I had Sun Years. I had, you know, all the stuff. All the stuff. I had all of them. All of them.
I was perfectly fine.
Orange Blossom
yesterday.
Special. The only one I didn't have, I didn't have the Prism albums because Grandpa would buy
Grandpa
the Prism albums.
Grandpa wouldn't let you have those.
Well, he didn't
buy them. Because he swore on them.
Mm-hmm.
But.
But
I was perfectly fine yesterday. Mm-hmm. Mother's Day, mm-hmm. they sang these happy songs at church, just trying to get us to cry. But I said, no.
Nope, not going to cry.
I'm not crying.
Not crying.
Not crying. Not going to do it. Not crying in your fabricated crying songs.
You're just singing it to make me cry.
And that irritates me.
It's just wrong.
Anyway, so I made it all the way through church. I made it through lunch. I made it through all the
All the sappy I love you and the breakfast how much me and Helen look at you. You're the best mommy in the whole world with those big puppy dog eyes. No crying, no tears from Faith.
Nope.
She's cold stone rock. That's
whatever.
She is. She just
anyway, and because church said we're trying really hard to make us cry.
Yes.
But then we came home.
Yes, and we watched the Johnny Cash special.
And Brad had the Johnny Cash gospel special on the Gospel Channel.
It was a documentary.
It was a documentary about his just the gospel music that he did.
Yes.
Okay, and this was mostly like in the 70s is when he did most of his gospel.
Yes, after he was saved.
Uh-huh. Yes, yeah, late 60s,
well, I mean, he started off in gospel. And well, they covered that too.
Right, but...
But they
most
really...
Most of his gospel was in the
70s. Picked it up after the...
When he got... Saved. After he got saved or and clean.
Got clean.
Or drug-free.
After he got married to June Carter Cash.
Yes. Anyway, so they're talking about that, and they go through, and they get to the end of his life. It's all very interesting, but I haven't heard it from the Christian perspective. I've heard it from the secular perspective. His life, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We've watched many documentaries, like on VH1 and all kinds of things. Anyway, so this was very interesting because of a unique perspective, and it showed a lot of clips of him as a Christian man and talking it. He did a lot of Billy Graham crusades and you know, all kinds of things. Anyway, so they get to the end of his life, and June dies. She had heart failure, and she had all kinds of issues, and June dies. And they're talking about him at the funeral, and he knelt down at her funeral to pray, and I couldn't take it anymore. And I'm trying, I was just...
He couldn't stand
weeping.
Up.
Weeping.
So he just got down out of his wheelchair on all fours and right in front of the casket
And knelt, and I was, and I'm...
And he wouldn't sleep in their bed anymore.
Yeah, and then he wouldn't sleep in their bed anymore. And I'm... Brad comes in the room, and I'm telling him about this. My lip was quivering. I was just... And tears just coming up. And it just... I don't know what it is about their relationship. I do know what it is, because we relate very much to their relationship.
Yes.
So I understand that. I mean, just the tenderness and the love that they had for each other. And we understand that very well. So.
You're my rock on the line, baby.
You don't know no line.
You can't walk no line.
You can't walk no line.
Ring of Fire. June Carter Cash wrote Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire. About her love for John. Anyway, that's all we got today. We'll have to do the other part tomorrow.
Okay.
No hugs at work.
No hugs at work.
Tomorrow.
Today's
just Mother's Day. It was a 33-minute show. I think it's the longest one me and you've ever done.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we were supposed to be getting this done quickly.
You just want to pause and keep going?
Keep going?
Sure. We're just like till morning or something.
It wasn't even that exciting of a show.
Not really. How do you get away from us? I guess we hadn't talked today. And so.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about your plant situation for a while. That's
Sorry.
Quality podcasting there. Yeah, baby.
Woo. I try to keep people exhilarated.
I was waiting for the spiritual tie-in.
On the edge of their seats.
Where's the spiritual tie-in to your plant
situation? I need to take a break because I got to go get my plant.
Oh, she's back on her mind now. All right, everybody. Bye-bye.
Con Dios.
Two blonde squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.